Brilliance Audio.
North to Paradise by Usman Umar. Translated by Kevin Jerry Dunn. Performed by Kwesi Buzia. For Musa, and for all those who lose their lives every day as they journey to the land of the whites. For my mother, who gave me the chance to be born again, and for my father, who supported me every step of the way. Prologue. The desert is full of corpses scattered among the dunes. A man sat down, alone, in the middle of the desert. We had been walking for days, trusting the man who said he could lead us out of those endless sands. We had no food or water. Hope dwindled with each passing day. There was nothing as far as the eye could see. The wind howled, and the air burned in our lungs. That man, the man who sat down, couldn't go any further. He had used his last ounce of strength. "Leave me," he said. He didn't care if he died. "You can do it," we urged him. "Just hang on a little longer. We'll be there soon." "Leave me." "There can't be much farther to go." "Leave me." "We're going to be all right. We're the chosen ones." "Leave me." He just sat alone, in the middle of the desert. Slowly, we started walking again. He got smaller and smaller until he disappeared. I imagined him dying silently over the course of days, his last breath as feeble as a bird's. Then he must have lain there, dry and rigid, just like all the other bodies we'd encountered along the way. The smugglers had abandoned us, betrayed us in the middle of nowhere without explanation. We waited to reach paradise, the promised land. When we started out, there were 46 of us. Only 6 survived. Home, Ghana. I was born on a Tuesday. I don't know the month or the year because that doesn't matter in my tribe. But I know I was born in the tropical African country called Ghana. My village in the Brongahafu region, within the Techiman district, is in the middle of the jungle, surrounded by lush vegetation. It's an incredibly fertile region. Drop a seed anywhere, and a plant will grow. My mother died giving birth to me. According to the traditions of my tribe, the Wala, when this happens, the baby must be abandoned because it was born under a curse. It's left to die. Luckily, my father, Seydou, was a shaman from the tribe's royal family, and he could save me. Our distant ancestor founded the kingdom of Wa, and his descendants became the 4 branches of the family, known as the 4 gates that take turns governing. We belonged to one of those gates. The Wala have their own unique form of identification, a small scar on the right cheek, a small cut we are given when we are born, so we can recognize each other. It's important. In a fight, it may mean the difference between being taken down as an enemy or protected as a fellow tribesman. As a shaman, my father was not a member of the Islamic faith. Though his wife and children were Muslim, he adhered to the religion of our ancestors. When his father died, the family performed a ritual, and the spirits chose my father to continue the shamanic practice. The tradition has been passed down in this way for generations. My father believed that the gods are everywhere, in nature, in rivers, in mountains, and that all things have a soul. Growing up, I was always confused because I shared his religion at home and the Muslim religion in the community. Even as a child, I could tell people thought of Islam and Christianity as somehow superior to the ancestral religion. My father wasn't even allowed in the mosque. Being spared as a child was the first miracle I experienced in my life, the first of many times I narrowly escaped death. To save me, my father moved us to another village, Fiasu, where we lived with my aunt, the woman who raised me. I grew up thinking she was my mother, but she was actually my mother's sister. In Fiasu, we spent our days working the fields. If we wanted to eat chicken, we grabbed one from the poultry yard. If we wanted to eat some other animal, we'd hunt it in the jungle. At night, we set traps, and as soon as dawn broke, we'd run out to see what we'd caught. And when there was nothing else, we'd gather mangoes, oranges, and all the other things that nature provides.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?